We continue in today's Mishnah Yomi. We are in Tainis Perek Beis. Today we'll be doing Mishnayis Dalid and Hey 4 and 5. So the Mishnah says as follows. So remember again, going back to Mishnah Beis, second Mishnah in this Perek, we learned that the Shmona Esrei of a fast day was a unique Shmona Esrei comprised of 24 brachas. So now the Mishnah Dalid, the fourth Mishnah, goes through the structure of this unique tefillah in a bit more depth. Al Rishonahu Omer. So remember again with the first bracha, which in Shmona Esrei is the bracha of Re'eina Ba'anyenu. Please Hashem, see our affliction. So in that bracha, the Mishnah explains that they would add on a supplemental paragraph and they would conclude the bracha with the phrase Misha'anes Avram Bahara Moria. He, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who answered Avram Avinu on Har HaMoriah, which is a reference to the Akedah. So God who answered Avram Avinu by the Akedah, He will answer you. In other words, He will answer your prayers now in your time of need that you are beseeching Him for rain. And He will listen to the sound of your cries on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. Blessed are you Hashem, or Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, the Redeemer of Israel. Mishnah goes on, Alashniyah, for the second bracha in Shmona Esrei. Now remember again, as we saw before, this would be the second bracha that we would call Zichronos. This was a unique bracha that was added in for Shmona Esrei for a fast day. So again, Alashniyah, who Omer, this is the conclusion of the second bracha in the fast day Shmona Esrei. Misha Anas Avasinu Ayamsuf. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answered our forefathers as they called out and in distress by the banks of the Red Sea. Hu Ya'ane Eschem, He will answer you. V'yishmo Kol Tzakaschem Ayom Hazeh, and will hear your supplications on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher HaNishkachos. Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, He who remembers that which is forgotten. Al HaShlishes Hu Omer, the third bracha in the Shmona Esrei. So remember again, as you saw before, Mishnah Gimel, the third bracha is the bracha of Shofros. So Al HaShlishes Hu Omer, how do you conclude the bracha? Misha'anes Yehoshua beGilgal, He who answered Yehoshua during the battle in Gilgal, Hu Ya'ane Eschem, He too will answer you, V'yishmol Kol Tzakaschem Bayom Hazeh, and will hear the sound of your cries on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Teruah, You are the source of all blessing, Hashem, He who hears the Teruah. Al HaRavi'ihu Omer, for the fourth bracha, what is said? So the Mishnah goes on and explains. Misha'ane Shmuel B'mitzvah, He who answered Shmuel HaNavi in the mitzvah, Hu Ya'ane Eschem V'yishma B'kol Tzakaschem B'yom Hazeh, He will answer you and hear your supplications, hear your cries on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzaka. So you get the theme over here in the Mishnah. The idea is that each of these brachos conclude with a reference to a historical event where someone cried out to Hashem in a state of distress, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for that individual in their time of distress. Al HaChamishes Hu Omer, what's the conclusion for the fifth bracha? Misha'ana es Elio Bahar HaKarmel, He who answered Elio on Har HaKarmel. Remember again, Elion Har HaKarmel, the Mount Carmel, is where he had the showdown with the false prophets, the Nevi'i HaBaal. Hu Ya'ane Eschem, He will answer you. V'yishma B'kol Tzakaschem HaYom HaZeh, and will listen to the sound of your cries on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila, blessed are you Hashem, or Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, the one who hears all prayers. Al HaShishes, for the sixth bracha in Shmona Esrei, how do you conclude it? Misha'ana Esyona Bimei HaDaga, the God who heard the supplications of Yonah when he was in the belly of the fish, Hu Ya'ane Eschem, He will answer you. V'yishma B'kol Tzakaschem, and will listen to the sounds of your supplication, Hayom Hazeh, on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'oneh Be'ez Tzara, Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, He who answers us in our time of need. Al HaShlishes Hu Omer, on the seventh bracha, how do you conclude it? Misha'ana es David v'Shlomo b'no b'Yerushalayim, God who answered David and Shlomo in Jerusalem, Hu Ya'ane Eschem, He will answer you, v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem, and will heed the voice of your cries, Hayom Hazeh, on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem HaMerachim al Ha'aretz, blessed are you Hashem, or Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, who has compassion on the earth. So the idea, the profundity really of the structure of Shmona Esrei, is essentially what we're doing is as follows. We're going ahead and we're saying in the course of these tefillos, we're making reference to these historical events, because here we're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midst of dramatic need. There's rain, there's a drought that's going to have a profound implication, ramifications on greater society. We're reaching out to God in order to reinforce the people's belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the ability for the Ribono Shalom, for us to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come through. We draw on historical precedents. So we go back and we look at times when our ancestors were in need and the Ribono Shel Olam came through. So the God who has come through historically will once again come through now. Mishnah Hey, fifth Mishnah, a very interesting Mishnah. There was a story that happened here with Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Now the truth is, Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan lived in two different places. Rabbi Chalafta lived in the town of Tzipori, and Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan lived in the town of Sichni. Sha'avar echa lifnei hateva. The story went as follows, that they were both, you know, in their own towns, observing these fast days for rain. And the chazan, the person who was the shliach tzibur, came to the amid to daven. And what happened? The gomer as habracha kula. See, finished the bracha of goel Yisrael. Remember again, we saw in Mishnah Dalet, this was the first elongated bracha. See, finished the bracha of goel Yisrael. V'lo anu acharav amen. Interestingly enough, the people did not answer amen. Instead, the Gemara explains, what did they answer? Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed, which literally means, blessed is the name of your glorious kingdom for all eternity. Now, it's interesting to note, the Gemara points out, is in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't answer Amen to Brachas. But instead in the Beis HaMikdash, they answered Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. So the first unique thing that was happening over here is as the Chazan is davening in the public fast day, he finishes the bracha of Gol Yisrael. They don't answer Amen. Instead, they say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Elyon Va'ed. Right after that, something even stranger happens. Then afterwards, Tiko Kohanim Tiko, the Shamish, right, we'll call him the Gabai, cried out and he said, Kohanim, blow the shofar. Kohanim, blow the shofar. After that, Then they blew the shofar. They blew the chatzotros, the trumpets, and then after that, the chazan finished, concluded the bracha, saying, "Misha'ana es Avram Avinu Bahara Maria, Hu Ya'ane Eschem V'Yishma B'Kol Tzaakaschem Hayom Azeh." It was only after this. So he finishes the bracha of Gal Yisrael. They answer Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusol Di'Olam Va'ed. The Gabai calls out, "Tiku Hakohanim Tikou, Kohanim, sound the shofar." And then the Shliach Tzibor finished the concluding bracha, the ending of the bracha, the prolonged ending, as you saw in the previous Mishnah. Now, what's interesting is apparently this kept on happening. So, for example, when the Chazan finished the second bracha, what we call the bracha of Zichronos, so he finished the bracha, once again the Gabbai said, Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu, blow the shofar. Blow the shofar, and then, and only then, after that, did the Shliach Tzibor finish the bracha. Misha'ones avosenu al yam suf, hu ya'ane eschem, v'yishma b'kol tza'akaschem b'yom hazeh. Which again is the ending of the bracha we saw in the previous Mishnah. So what's unique about what's happening by these two Rabbanim is, the Chazan is finishing the bracha, people aren't answering Amen, they're answering Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Va'ed. The Gabbai cries out and says, blow the shofar. And it was only after the shofar blasts by each bracha that the Chazan finishes up the bracha. Pretty incredible. So ultimately the sages heard about what Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan were doing. So both Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan in their respective locations had this interesting practice, as opposed to what we just saw before, where you have 24 brachas, right? And we'll call it the additional protracted 6 brachas, each of them with their own unique suffix, their own unique ending. Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, they would finish the bracha. People would answer Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusel Olam Va'ed. The Shamish, the Gabbai, would say, blow the shofar, and then they would finish the additional suffix of the bracha. So when the sages heard about this, Amru, they said, Lo hayinu noagin kein, ela b'shar ha-mizrach u'bahar ha-bayis. So this is actually quite fascinating that the Chachamim said, we know of this practice, but amazingly enough, this practice was only followed inside of the Beis HaMikdash, which is really quite amazing. So they're saying this practice was done, but it was only done b'shara mizrach, by the eastern gate, u'bahara bayis, and on the temple mount. So it appears that ultimately, again, the chachamim were saying it's a correct practice, but it's not a correct practice for outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a correct practice, ultimately, again, only on the Harabayis, only by the eastern gate of the temple. So, which kind of begs the question, if that's the case, why did Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Hanina ben Trajon do this? Why did they try to emulate temple practice? So remember again, the whole idea of these public fast days and these public prayer services was to awaken within the hearts of people a sense of repentance, a sense of tshuva, a sense of return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it was felt that where there is a lack of rain, that was a sign of divine displeasure. So it appears that what Rabbi Hanina ben Trajan, Rabbi Chalafta were doing was they were trying to remind the people of what was done in the Mikdash. And what that did for individuals also is awaken within them a sense of pain and a sense of longing for what was and what we yearn so badly for what will be again. So it's almost as if they instituted this practice in order to intensify the pain of those in attendance. But the Chachamim said, it's a beautiful thought, it's incredibly wonderful, but at the end of the day, this is only done in the Beis HaMikdash. We do not follow this practice outside of the Beis HaMikdash. All right, we will stop over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Tomorrow we will continue, Meretz Hashem, with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin 6 and 7. Shkayach, everyone, and have a wonderful day.